Thank you very much, and welcome to the April 16th Mesa City Council meeting. All of our council members are present. We will begin our meeting with an invocation offered by Pastor Randy Wolf of the Hillsong Phoenix Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Scout Aaron Obert from Troop 301. So please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for Mayor John Giles, Councilmember Mark Freeman, Jeremy Whitaker, Francisco Herrera, Christopher Glover, and David Luna, and Kevin Thompson. We pray for your continual grace, guidance, and wisdom to be upon their lives. We thank you, God, for these men that have stepped up to public service and are leading this city in a great way. We pray today that you would guide them in every affair, that you would watch over them and give them continual wisdom and favor in what they attempt to accomplish. We pray for the rest of the governmental officials here, men and women, Lord, that are serving you. We pray that you would bring peace and you would bring rest and you would bring favor and you would bring increase to the city. God, we bless this time tonight and pray that you would be in charge of every single aspect of it and that your grace and mercy and favor and wisdom would guide every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
May everyone join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor Wolf, thank you for your prayer. And Aaron, thank you for leading us in the pledge. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is awards and recognition. We have two proclamations to issue today. The first is a Fair Housing Month proclamation. And that is what we'd like to invite forward Andrea and Dennis from our Community Services Department to tell us more about this proclamation.
Mayor, members of the council, the purpose of this resolution is for the last several years, and more importantly, the 50th year of the Federal Fair Housing Act, as cities around the United States have taken a moment to reflect upon the many things that have happened in our communities, and Mason included, I'm very happy to announce that we're very proud of the many strides that have been made in this community over this last several years, and in particular as it relates to what we do on a daily basis to try to affirm for everyone that fair housing is a right. And we have done many things in this community that have addressed that, ranging from providing affordable housing opportunities to addressing concerns that folks have as it relates to how to procure housing. So this resolution is in celebration in concert with what's going on nationally as we celebrate this opportunity and this wonderful law that's passed, and also to take time to pause and reflect on the wonderful things that have happened here in Mesa.
Thank you, Dennis. If that concludes your presentation, I'll come down and we'll take a photo with the proclamation. Thank you. Thank you. That really is an important event. If you think about it, 51 years ago, it wasn't illegal to discriminate when it came to housing. And based on someone's characteristics, if you didn't like it, you could deny them housing. So that is a significant event and well worthy of a proclamation. Our second proclamation tonight is for Arbor Day. And Donna from our Environmental and Sustainability Department, along with some special guests, are here to talk a little about why Arbor Day is important. So, Donna, who have you brought with you today?
Oh, my goodness. I have a wonderful group I'm going to introduce you to in just a moment. Okay. Mayor Giles, council members, it's just wonderful to be here tonight. You might think I'm just going to be talking about Arbor Day and the Arbor Day Proclamation, but I was hoping to branch out just a little bit. Branch out. Okay. All right. So I wanted to let you know that the Arbor Day Foundation did approve our last year's Tree City USA application. So we are proud to let you know that we are now Tree City USA for our seventh year in a row. The Tree City USA program is sponsored by the Arbor Day Foundation and helps provide cities with direction, technical assistance, and public attention about their trees and urban forests and in our communities. One of our requirements to be a Tree City USA is to have an Arbor Day observance and to have our mayor sign an Arbor Day proclamation. That's why we're here tonight. In a nutshell, in a nutshell. To help our community members learn more about trees, we provide a number of opportunities. We have a great website that offers tree selection, tree planting, tree maintenance information. Just visit mesaaz.gov, search Arbor Day, you'll find it. Last Saturday at Celebrate Mesa and at the Living Green Village, we had Ask an Arborist. We had giant price tags in our trees hanging, showing the value of trees. And we had our tree-hugging booth, which our city manager posed and had his picture taken, hugging the trees. That was very exciting. And his wife, Shauna, yes. And also, one of the other things that we did was last week. First, let me tell you about this. Arbor Day is actually on April 27th this year. And on that day, we are deploying city and community volunteers to go to 24 third grade classes at Mesa Public Schools to read the Lorax and to provide blue Palo Verde seeds that they'll get to plant for their planting curriculum so that they can grow a little seedling like this, which is our Arizona state tree. The ones that are blooming beautifully right now, and they're not causing allergies. It's the flowers you can't see that cause the allergies. I just want to get that out there. Last week, we had a tree planting at Monterey Park where our guests, some extraordinary sixth grade students from Superstition Springs Elementary, helped to plan a tree planting with the help of our Parks Department and West Coast Arborist. The West Coast Arborist company donated the trees, and the students themselves invited 33 pupils from the Building Blocks preschool class at their school. The preschool children brought their own tiny shovels, and it could be best described as fun, educational, and adorable to see these kids all planting the tree. Because Councilmember Thompson, you were unable to attend because you were important budget meetings, so you sent your wife, Donna, and we appreciate that. She represented, so thank you so much. So I would like you to learn more about these students, but of course, typically behind any extraordinary students, you have a tremendous teacher. So first, help me welcome Carrie Norton. Carrie, come on up.
Okay, good evening, Mayor and Council members. And yes, these are the students from Superstition Springs Elementary. This is the gifted and talented English language arts class. And they are nicknamed the Passion Planters because they love planting trees. Since September, they've been campaigning for more trees being planted throughout the globe by using Ecosia, a web browser. Every 45 searches, they plant a tree. So they worked with tech services in our district to get Ecosia whitelisted and then installed it as the default browser on 150 Chromebooks in our school. And then we met up with Mrs. DeFrancesco, who changed our lives by helping us remove many obstacles to be able to plant trees locally in Monterey Park. This park sits adjacent to our school playground, so we can see these three trees always when we're out playing, and they just will stand as a long-standing testament and legacy of children and adults working together to make a change. So I'm going to bring up the class, and they're going to read the Arbor Day proclamation that they wrote. Thank you for having us.
Mesa, Arizona, Arbor Day Proclamation.
Whereas Mesa encourages tree planting to add color and shade to the community parks and neighborhoods, enhancing the beauty of our fine city.
And we harvest and consume and appreciate the nutritious fruits and nuts that trees provide to strengthen our bodies.
And trees support wildlife and organisms, offering food and shelter for foraging, resting, and nesting.
And trees in our city reduce noise pollution by creating a barrier between busy roads and homes, increase property values, generate a more enticing environment for local businesses. And whereas trees reduce the erosion of topsoil by wind and water, therefore helping other plants rooted nearby.
They are a renewable resource, supplying us with paper and various wood products.
And trees have a remarkable effect on the environment, reducing air pollution, producing oxygen, purifying air and water, and lowering heating and cooling costs. And
whereas the natural presence of trees relieves stress and gladdens the heart.
the local landscapes enrich our lives as a source of joy, well-being, and renewal.
And programs like Tree City USA and Arbor Day continue to be pivotal opportunities to plant and maintain trees for future generations.
We enthusiastically encourage all Mesa residents to celebrate Arbor Day and support intentional efforts to preserve and care for trees and urban forests, and
whereas students from Superstition Springs Elementary, like many others in the community, want to contribute and encourage tree plantings and quality tree management for our urban forests in Mesa.
Thank you. That was great. You guys stay there because Mr. Thompson and I are going to come down and take a picture with you. But what are you doing the first and third Monday nights going forward? Because we usually don't read proclamations because they're kind of boring. But you guys proved us wrong. So if you could just plan on coming every time we have a council meeting, that I think this will become one of the favorite parts of our meeting is the proclamations. So thank you very much. And thank you, Ms. Norton, for doing such a great job of preparing these kids to make this presentation. We appreciate it. Let's go take a photo, shall we? Mr. Freeman, I don't think everybody heard what you just said.
Yeah, that's good. Go ahead,
Sam. Thank you. I thought you solved the root of all problems, and now you're going to leave.
Wow. Okay. The next part of our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher, would you please come forward and read the consent agenda?
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items will be listed with an asterisk and will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Luke Greenway, American Legion Post Number 1, one-day event Friday, April 20th at Riverview Park, 2100 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for JDRF International, one-day event Saturday, April 28th at Sloan Park, 2330 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Maven, one-day event Saturday, May 5th at Mind's Eye Studio, 43 West 6th Avenue. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Sunnyside Breakfast Lounge, 2823 North Power Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for tire maintenance and repair services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for commercial printing for the Business Services Department. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for original equipment manufacturer Heavy Duty Equipment Repair Services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4D, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for fire protection equipment maintenance and repair services for citywide locations as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for storm drain gates and manhole covers for the Transportation Department. Item 4F, act on contract for Northwest Water Reclamation Plant miscellaneous improvements, construction manager at risk, guaranteed maximum price. This project's funded by 2010 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 4G, act on contract for Fleet West Roof Repair at 310 East 6th Street. Item 4H, act on contract for Elliott Road Tech Corridor Project, Ellsworth Road to Signal Butte Road. This project's funded by the 2013 authorized street bonds and transportation funds. Item 5A, act on resolution setting May 21st, 2018 as a public hearing date to review the proposed fiscal year 2018-2019 annual assessments for the Mesa Town Center Improvement District Number 228. The proposed final assessments do not include any rate increases. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Boy Scouts of America, Grand Canyon Council, to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation, and authorizing the city manager to accept and administer subsequent awarded funds as a pass-through grant. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Child Crisis Arizona to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation, and authorizing the city manager to accept and administer subsequent awarded funds as a pass-through grant. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by East Valley Adult Resources to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation, and authorizing the city manager to accept and administer subsequent awarded funds as a pass-through grant. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Furnishing Dignity to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation, and authorizing the city manager to accept and administer subsequent awarded funds as a pass-through grant. Item 5F, Act on Resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Gene Lewis Boxing Club to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation and authorizing the city manager to accept and administer subsequent awarded funds as a pass-through grant. Item 5G, Act on Resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Mesa Arts Center to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation for summer art and culture for kids and youth classes and authorizing the city manager to accept and administer subsequent awarded funds. Item 5H, Act on Resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Project 25 World to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation and authorizing the city manager to accept and administer subsequent awarded funds as a pass-through grant. Item 5I, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a National Criminal History Improvement Program grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission to accept grant funds with a required city match. The funds will be used by the Police Department's Records Division for the conversion of microfilm and reels into digital format. Item 5J, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement for city share reimbursement with DMB Mesa Proving Grounds LLC for reimbursement for regional traffic signal improvements that are being required by the city in conjunction with a proposed residential development known as Eastmark Railroad and Signal Butte Road, located at 10,813 East Ray Road. Item 5K, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the town of Queen Creek concerning the relocation, construction, and placement of a city gas line in Combs, Rittenhouse, and Gary Roads. Funding's available from the 2014 Gas Bond Program. Item 5L, Act on Resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of general obligation bonds of the city of Mesa. Item 5M, Act on Resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of utility systems revenue bonds of the city of Mesa. Item 5N, Act on Resolution authorizing the defeasance and redemption of a portion of the city's outstanding utility systems revenue bonds, Series 2006 and 2008, and utility systems revenue refunding bonds, Series 2014. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending sections 10-4-5 and 10-4-6 of the Mesa City Code to establish a speed limit of 35 miles per hour on a proposed section of Cadence Parkway from Ellsworth Road to a point 1,200 feet east of Ellsworth Road, and a speed limit of 30 miles per hour from a point 1,200 feet east of Ellsworth Road to Williamsfield Road, as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance amending sections 10-4-3 and 10-4-5 of the Mesa City Code to modify the boundaries of the current 45 miles per hour speed limit on Crisman Road from the north city limits to Elliott Road, and to establish a speed limit of 35 miles per hour on a new section of Crisman Road from Ray Road to Williamsfield Road, as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00324, the 1800 block of South Wrecker Road, located north of Baseline Road on the east side of Wrecker Road, rezone and site plan review to allow the land to be divided for the development of detached single residence housing. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00580, the 8700 through 8800 blocks of East Broadway Road, located on the south side of Broadway, west of the 202 Red Mountain Freeway, rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a self-storage facility. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00585, the 700 block of West Baseline Road, located on the south side of Baseline, west of Country Club Drive, site plan modification to allow for development of a medical office. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00591, the 800 block of North Gilbert Road, located on the east side of Gilbert Road, south of Brown Road, rezone, special use permit and site plan review to allow for development of a building, materials, and services facility with accessory outdoor display. Item 6G, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00593, the 7500 block of East Hampton Avenue on the north side, located south of Southern Avenue and west of Sossaman Road. This is for a rezone, council use permit, and site plan review to allow for development of a plasma center. Item 6H, introduction of ordinance amending section 11-31-34 of the Mesa Zoning Ordinance pertaining to the establishment and operation of medical marijuana facilities. Item 7A, Act on Subdivision Plat, Quadsworth Unit 1, the 9,090-100 block of East Guadalupe Road on the south side, and the 9,090-100 block of East Onza Avenue on the north side, located west of Ellsworth Road and the south side of Guadalupe Road. Item 7B, Act on Subdivision Plat, Guadsworth Unit 2, the 2,800 block of South Ellsworth Road west side, and the 9,100 block of East Onza Avenue north side. This is located south of Guadalupe Road on the west side of Ellsworth Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak on an item on the consent agenda? Okay, thank you. Mr. Luna has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Freeman, for the adoption of the consent agenda. Please vote. vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is item 8, which is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, has anyone submitted a blue card to speak? If that's the case, but I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Glover. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.